Start doing this to have more success. Welcome to the Dog Joins podcast, where every episode is a catalyst for transforming your life. Today, I'm going to teach you a quick hack to start really growing. Now, do you feel like every day just seems the same? You push the same emotional buttons, you think the same thoughts, you have the same routines and habits, and nothing really changes. Consciously, you have things on your mind that you want to do, you want to achieve, but there never really seems like a good time. It never really happens. It never really manifests. And then before you know it, another week's passed, it's the weekend, and it's just the same old cycle. Well, today, my friend, I'm going to give you a quick hack to shift out of this cycle, to start seeing things in a different way so you can start triggering different emotions, triggering different habits, behaviors, feelings, and ultimately, you're going to get a different result. You're going to start attracting the things that you want to attract. You'll start achieving the things that you want to achieve. Today, we're going to look at mirroring success. Now, let me be very clear. This isn't about copying someone else's path step by step. It's not about that. Instead, it's about understanding some underlying principles and strategies which have led that person to success. So we're not necessarily copying what someone does in business, but we can get to think how they may hold themselves in certain situations, how they may react, how they might apply themselves, what sort of habits do they have, and so on. So think of it as learning from the best, but without losing your unique identity. Some research suggests that habits account for about 40% of our behaviors each day. So these habits have this significant influence on ultimately the outcomes we're going to have. If we have healthy habits each day where we're eating well, we're exercising, we're focused, we're working towards our goals, then we're going to get a good outcome. But if we have destructive habits where we eat loads of junk food, we don't do any exercise, we procrastinate, we just spend all our time on our phone, scrolling on social media, then think about that outcome. Are we going to get any closer to our goals? So what we're going to do here is just shine the light on some of this stuff so we can make some subtle tweaks. Now, while we're mirroring success, this isn't about comparison. This is just saying, well, success leaves clues. So let me just look at some of this stuff and see how I can tweak my life so I can get a different result. Now, for full transparency, this wasn't going to be the topic of today's episode. But before filming this, I had a client that I work with, and that inspired me to share this story and share this topic. Now, this particular person had some fear showing up. They felt like they didn't quite know enough to be charging someone for their services. What if they can't help that person? What if they get on a call and there's a bit of silence, or they don't know what to say, or it becomes difficult? These were all these fears just bubbling up. So we used a few strategies and we cleared that stuff. But before we really got into things, I just introduced them to a different way of thinking. And that way of thinking was just to think about someone that they idolize, someone that they really look up to. And as they thought about that person, I just asked a few questions of how that person would deal with situations. For example, how would that person deal with some silence on a call? Would it be awkward? Or would they just have this control and people appreciate that silence? Because we live in a world where people are moving at a fast pace. There's noise, there's chaos. And when we're in this state of fight or flight and rushing, people can't think very clearly. They're not as creative. So that person, that idol, can go on a call and create space and have some silence, be able to reflect and think. And because of that, because they change their pace, they know exactly what to say, because they get these downloads. But because they've slowed down, they're able to recall things just easily and effortlessly. And if they didn't, what does that mean about them? When they started out on their journey to become their best self, did they have all the answers back then? Or did they just deliver the stuff that they knew? And that was enough. They just showed up as their best. And they did what they needed to get done. So we had this conversation of looking at how that idol, how that person that they looked up to would deal with situations. We realized that they had to start somewhere too, to get exactly where they are now. So it was a very useful tool just to set the scene before we carried on with the rest of our session. So I wanted to share that with you today because that's something that you could do. If there's an area of your life that you're looking at right now would like to improve, is there someone that you idolize? Is there someone that you look up to? Now think about that person. And then you can just ask yourself some questions. Well, how would they deal with that situation? In an argument, how would they respond? How would they handle themselves? And look, you could even take this even further depending on what you're looking to achieve. If you're looking to break different habits and cycles, how much time do you think they spend on social media scrolling? What time do you think they wake up in the morning? Do they exercise? How many days a week do you think they exercise? Are they disciplined with what they eat? Do they try and eat healthily during the week? Do they have a certain routine? Do they make their bed in the morning? Do they have a cold shower? Do they have an ice bath? Do they read books? Do they listen to podcasts? Look, we might not know for sure all the answers. We could probably get a good idea of how they might live. Your mind knows this stuff. For example, we know that exercise is good for us and we know that we should drink more water, but we don't always do it, do we? So it's going to be this reminder of these habits and behaviors. So instead of just knowing the stuff and just leaving it there, we're looking at the successful people to get more motivation and energy behind it. Because these people are inspirational. It's like, yeah, I want to be like them. I want to achieve some of the things that they've achieved. So by looking at these type of people, it's going to dial up certain emotions and feelings just to create some more motivation and more willingness to give this stuff a go. Instead of someone just saying, yeah, you need to eat healthily, you need to drink water. It's like, well, actually, what do they do? What are they going to get out of it? Well, they get to show up as their best. They get to show up more energized, fit, healthy, nice skin, whatever it's going to be. So all I like you to do is just think about that person who you idolize. It's not about copying them, but just look at some of the habits and behaviors. Okay, well, how do they deal with certain things? And what could you pick and introduce into your lifestyle this week? And just notice the difference. Is that to get up at a certain time? Is that to go to bed at a certain time? Is that to listen to a certain motivational speaker? Watch a certain documentary? What is it? But for this to really work, I'd like you to get a pen and paper and start writing some of this stuff down. And remember, it's not about copying everything they do. It's just looking at some of the success habits that could help you. Now, if you're listening to this and you don't have a role model at all, replace role model with the best version of yourself. Well, when you show up as your best, who is that person? What time do they go to bed? What time do they wake up? What do they listen to? What do they do? And just map it out for yourself. Also, make sure you subscribe if you haven't already, because it will help this podcast just grow and reach even more people to set them on a path for success.